Are you someone who loves Christmas to the point that you really hate to take the decorations down, even if it is January 15th? If you answer yes, you are a Noelophile, and so am I, and this show is for you. Hi, I'm Dot Cannon, also known as Noella Noelophile, and welcome to my Noelophile podcast. On this show, we're going to be talking about Christmas in general and California Christmas in particular.
There's so much darkness and ickiness in this world that I like to use Earth's tools and gifts to bring light to people's worlds.
Artist Brandy LaPointe starts with magic to create beauty. Brandy is the proprietor of Beclectic Goods, a handmade boutique. Through her small business, Brandy offers scented intention candles, resin sun catchers, hand-wrapped jewelry, and other magical and intentional goods, which she creates using the magic of the earth. The following podcast is for informational purposes and is not intended as medical advice. Please contact a healthcare professional with any medical questions. Brandy, you say on your Facebook page and Instagram, you create beautiful things to bring light to the world. How'd you first discover your passion for doing that as an artist?
Well, I think I discovered magic when I was a child. I remember making, you know, magical brews and potions as a kid with sticks and twigs and dirt and all the things of nature. And I used to make jewelry with my best friend when we were in kindergarten and first and second grade. And we would sit there and try to sell them to people on the street, on our residential street. And, you know, as I grew up, I'm never going to grow up, but, you know, as I got older, I fell back into magic and spirituality. And there's so much darkness and ickiness in this world that I like to use Earth's tools and gifts to bring light to people's worlds. And, you know, the vibration of crystals is a real thing. They use quartz crystals in computers and, you know, imaging machines that we get our CT scans and all of that. It's actually a conductor of energy. So I try to incorporate that into candles and sun catchers and things like that so that people can have that energy with them and it can sort of lift their day and bring a smile to their face.
And these are actually beautiful things. How did you decide to make your passion a small business, Beclectic Goods?
Well, it all happened in 2020. So, you know, I had this plan with a girlfriend of mine from high school. We had gotten together and did this think tank type thing of starting a business with each other and the things that we wanted to create. And she is also a single mom, but she had two jobs at the time. So she kind of stepped back and wasn't really interested in doing it anymore. And so I said, you know, it's absolutely no hard feelings. I'm going to branch off and do my thing. And that's when I started making candles. And I did my very first pop-up event in 2021 because my regular day job, you know, I wasn't working. I still am able to do everything from home. And having that creative outlet was a way to relieve stress because we were all under some serious stress. And it brought in some extra money. And my very first pop-up, and it's interesting, I made my intention candles without ever even looking at one online. The idea came to me like, okay, I can do this based on this certain intention. And, oh, let's put it in a cup. I think I went to Home Goods one day or something, and I saw some cool coffee cups or teacups. And I was like, okay, I'm going to try it. So I just did it and went with it. And then, you know, all of a sudden my feed starts showing me intention candles. And I was like, wow, I actually do a pretty good job without ever really researching it. And it was just like this amazing outlet and people loved it. So I was like, okay, I'm doing it.
For anybody that isn't familiar with the term intention candles or intention cups, what are these?
Intention candles are candles that are filled. Well, first, let's start at the bare bones. So each vessel that I choose, some of them are just a standard glass jar. I don't have them out right now, but this is one of my personal ones. It's a little dusty. So this is just like a standard glass jar, and I fill them regularly. And then intention candles, I sage all the vessels. I wash them, cleanse them, sage them, and prepare them for the wax. And when I'm brewing my wax, I'm essentially talking to it. People might think I'm a little crazy, but I'm filling it with love. And, you know, there's been studies done on water in Japan. I can't remember his name, but he did a study where if you speak good words to water and you ingest the water, that it literally boosts your cells. So I speak to the wax and I choose scents that are not offensive to our olfactory, because I'm pretty sensitive to certain smells. So I make sure that I choose scents that are mellow and calm and peaceful. And I speak to the wax, and then I fill them with special herbal blend. So I use some organic, some not organic, but sustainably sourced herbs like lavender and sage and different flowers. And they all carry a specific intention in them. So they have a specific property that it helps. So I add those, and then I pour the wax, and as I'm stirring scent into it, I'm whispering that specific intention into it. Pour the wax in, I let it set, and then I add crystals specific for that intention. And with each of my candles, I provide a little, my friend called it a birth certificate one day, and so it stuck. And it's a description of the candle, and it has a little mantra, a little saying, affirmation to read and speak while you're burning the candle, because my candles can be burned during meditation time. They can be burned in the morning when you're getting your day started to give you a boost of energy and confidence. And each of them has an affirmation that goes along with the candle to push that energy further.
What a cool gift any of those would be for somebody who, for example, is going off to college, is maybe starting a new job, is doing something that scares them a little bit, but they're doing something very exciting. We should mention some of the names of your candles. I remember Heal, I remember Shine, and I remember Prosper. What am I forgetting?
We have Road Opener, we have Protect, we have Clean Slate, I've got Shield, I'm not sure if you said that one. I have Meditate, I have Tranquil. My top sellers and my most favorite is Prosper, because that has the intention of prosperity and good luck. And my Road Opener. Road Opener is meant for any kind of new chapter in life, whether it's starting a new chapter or wanting to start a new chapter. It assists in working with your sacral and your solar plexus chakra, which is where our creation and our confidence come from. And so it sets the stage for confidence moving forward. And that's what all of my candles do. I work with specific chakras and with the scents and the herbs and the crystals and the affirmations.
I'd encourage anybody listening to take a look at both your Facebook page and your Instagram. You have some very beautiful candles, including, I believe, some newer ones that have, they look like they have a mandala on them. They're gorgeous.
My friend Tiffany and I collaborated, and she's a beautiful artist, so.
You can find Brandy's Beclectic goods, including her intention candles, resin art, and jewelry, at a number of festivals and shows throughout October, November, and December. According to her Instagram, one of her next shows is the Halloween Bash pop-up in Irvine, happening October 19th.
I'm going to promote that you're doing a couple of things that are total favorites for myself and my Noelophile readers. One of them, of course, is Patchwork Show. And you're going to be there when?
That is November 24th, and we're going to be in Long Beach. And I am super excited about this one. The last two shows I've had to back out of because either I was sick or had kids. No, they were both. I was sick. One, I had an issue that I had to go to the hospital for, and the other one was COVID.
Nice.
So this one, I'm not going to let anything stop me. I'm going to put myself in a bubble.
Your intention is to be there and to sell a bunch of candles and beautiful things.
Yes.
I am wondering, with all these great intentional candles and your beautiful jewelry we haven't said anything about yet, and your resin art, what's been one of your own best experiences setting an intention as an artist?
You know, I have ADHD. So setting intention for myself with my art sort of looks like carving time out for it and putting the footwork in. Like, you can't just make an intention and just expect the universe to do it. You have to do some work towards it. So for instance, today I'm making candles. I set this intention last week and I put everything into place for it. I have a dog, I have kids, I have a day job. And so, you know, you carve out room so that the universe can help this intention happen. It's like goal setting.
Totally impresses me, because quite honestly, there aren't enough hours in the day and I'm not a mom other than with four cats.
They're still children.
Exactly.
Yes.
We have not yet said anything about Torrance Craftsman Skills. I know you're not going to be exhibiting this particular time, but they were kind enough to put us in touch. So would you tell me a little bit about the event they're going to be having in November?
So I just joined the lovely Robin. She's been a customer of mine and we connected very, like, we've known each other for a very long time somehow, spiritually, you know? And so she invited me to the meeting and I decided to join. I've only been a member for 2 months. I just attended my second meeting this month. Their events are amazing because everything is handmade. You have to make everything yourself. And whether that means buying a dress at a thrift store and changing it to upcycle it, or actually making things from the ground up. Like, obviously my candle jars, I don't actually make the jars, but I do everything else from, and my resin also. So I actually have this handy here. So everything is handmade. And there's not a whole lot of resin artists, but this handmade organite pyramid, and I hand pour them into silicone molds, and, you know, so it's handmade. With the Craftsman's Guild, there's beautiful artists of every medium. I met some amazing women there that they sew. There's a woman that does completely mixed media dramatic art, which is just beautiful. And I'm super excited to be a part of this group.
They're the best. I had yet to ever come out of there without about 20 bags in my hands. They had so many beautiful things. Well, we
very talented.
Haven't said anything yet much about your resin art, which you have some absolutely gorgeous sun catchers. How'd you get into doing that?
I originally wanted to start off with the organite. So organite is a blend of synthetic and organic materials. So organic means anything created by the earth. And synthetic is anything not created by the earth. And I originally wanted to make like outlet covers for the wall and switch covers and pyramids for sure. And organite is a protector against EMF, which is electromagnetic frequency. And it can disrupt our sleep. It can cause headaches in some people. Some people are more sensitive than others. And especially right now with the geomagnetic storms going on, we've got some solar flares going on right now. It can disrupt your electronics. So this kind of absorbs it and transmutes it. And I've experienced it, because if I keep my phone close to me at night, I wake up feeling kind of groggy. If I have one of these close to me, I feel the difference. So I started with that. And then once I started with that, it was like this whole world of possibilities. There's molds for everything. And there's alcohol inks and dyes and mica powders for it. And you can put your flair on any of it and the sun catchers, I don't even know how it came to me, but I found this beautiful mold of a moon with some designs that I would have to paint on there. And I was like, you know what? It would be a beautiful sun catcher with chandelier crystals and hand wrapped crystals. And when I made my very first one, I just, my jaw dropped and I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So I wanted to keep it up and do more so that people could enjoy more.
And I really like the tray that you made. You have three tarot cards. You're going to be putting some handles on it, I think, that was on your Instagram.
Yes, it is still a work in progress. Resin is very cranky. If you pour it and it's too humid, too cold, not the right curing time, it bends and it stays kind of wobbly. So I have to put a finish coat on it and make sure that it cures right so that I can add the handles to it. And that will most likely be available at the 19th, October 19th event. But it's a tray that you can do tarot on or you can serve your tea on.
And by the way, we should mention there are some people that are scared of tarot cards. There is nothing scary or bad about tarot cards.
There is nothing scary or bad about tarot cards. There is a devil card, and you know that card reflects bad choices in your life or a vice that needs to be let go. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's a devil in your life. And the three bad ones are the devil and death and the tower. And it's an indicator of something that you need to let go of. And not necessarily an evil thing. Tarot cards have been used for centuries. They started in old Italy, and it was a way of the mages to use their connection to the spiritual world to try to give guidance to their people. And it's fun. I had never done tarot up until, I don't know, the last 3 years. And I had understood magic and flowing with nature and things like that, but I had never done tarot. And my friend gifted me a deck of oracle cards, which are not tarot. They are 72 cards. And the specific deck I have is woodland animals. So you basically ask a question and you pick up the card and you apply it to your life. And so tarot works the same way. It's not evil. I mean, of course, anything can be made evil by the practitioner. But when I practice tarot and when I read cards, I'm not doing it with ill intent and certainly nothing evil.
It's simply another spiritual journey. It's a different path.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
We also didn't talk about your jewelry yet. Will you be on? I wanted to mention that you are going to have the resin tray. You're going to have your intention cups and candles when you display. You're probably going to have some tarot cards and decks, but will you also have jewelry or anything else I haven't mentioned?
I will have jewelry. I'm trying to think if there's anything. Oh, I also sell crystals, like actual crystal spheres and towers and things like that. But the jewelry, they are crystals that I've wrapped by hand. I'm not a great wrapper. There's some people that have some very elaborate, absolutely gorgeous pieces. Mine are simple, but I also charge them with intention. So there's this method of healing called Reiki, and I've started learning a little bit about it, but it's basically manipulating energy to work for the person. And so you can bless and charge things with just using the energy of the earth. And so when I'm wrapping these pieces, I'm thinking about the specific intention of that crystal, because every crystal holds a different intention. You know, I go based on chakra and I go based on how it makes me feel, because each crystal has a different vibration. So, for instance, labradorite. Labradorite is a crown and third eye chakra. It can also be used as a root chakra because it's got some dark in it. And that one is a very cerebral, helps you with your creativity. It's not sacral, but it's like a creativity, like getting your ideas out and assisting with clear-headedness. And I wrapped a Labradorite moon most recently, and she's just absolutely beautiful. And she'll be there.
That's interesting, too, is you have used that pronoun before. You have referred to your resin heart, for example, as she. Why do you?
Yes, they are of the feminine nature in my mind and my heart, the way that I receive them. There's anything to do with the sun is masculine in my mind, and anything to do with the moon is feminine. Some people see it the opposite, but I see it that way. And a lot of crystals have a more feminine undertone and some have masculine. I would say that things like black kyanite and obsidian and the root chakras have a more masculine undertone to me. But labradorite, I call she, and moon, she.
There are a lot of really gorgeous moons that you have created in your work. On your Instagram, a lot of times you reference, don't take life too seriously and play. I'd like to know what's been one of the most fun play experiences you've had as an artist.
Anytime I pull out my paints, it takes me back to finger painting in kindergarten, right? All of my art is fun. The only time it gets not fun is if things aren't working out. And yes, that's happened a time or two, and it's a learning curve, but when I take off my employee cap and I put on my artist cap, things automatically lighten up and I'm not taking everything so seriously and I'm able to laugh about things. And it's like you have to completely flip the switch because life is super serious. And then when you, art is life, but when you put on that artist cap, you can't be so critical about things. You have to have a more open mind and be lighthearted, because I honestly can't imagine doing art being serious and grouchy. I've never been able to maintain a serious grouchiness while I'm doing my art. So it just kind of activates this button, I guess, and it just makes me feel lighthearted and kid-like.
Now you've got me trying to think of any time I've ever seen a serious grouchy artist. And thankfully, I'm coming up absolutely blank. That's great.
I mean, we get serious faces like when we're doing something very detailed, but it's not because we're grouchy. It's because we want to make sure that we're doing it right.
Finally, what do you most want decades from now, your kids and your grandkids to take away from you in memories of mom or maybe of grandma, like I said, decades from now, as an artist and as a human being?
I would hope that they always know that mom is weird and that she has a ton of character and that she will support you in anything and know that they're loved. And my place is a place for them to let it all out. And we will make a mess and we will do fun things. And I will always be there.
Brandy, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You and I have been listening to Brandy LaPointe, magical artist and proprietor of Eclectic Goods. Get a look at Brandy's beautiful creations, including her intention candles, pyramids, resin art, and jewelry, inspired by the magic of the earth, on her Instagram and Facebook pages at Eclectic Goods. I'll spell that as capital B-E-E, capital C-L-E-C-T-I-C, and then goods is spelled G-O-O-D-E-S. And if you're in the Irvine area, plan on coming by to say hi to her at the Halloween Bash pop-up on October 19th. You'll find the location on Eclectic Goods Instagram. Also, don't miss Torrance Craftsman's Guild's 55th Annual Arts and Crafts Fall Fair, happening November 16th and 17th, as they showcase more than 80 of their talented artists. Torrance Craftsman's Guild's 55th Annual Arts and Crafts Fall Fair runs from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. both days at the Ken Miller Rec Center at Madrona and Torrance Boulevard. The preceding podcast was for informational purposes only and is not intended as medical advice. Please contact a healthcare professional with any medical questions. And that concludes this edition of Noella File. Thank you for listening. And may your Christmas season be magical, fun, and filled with light.